Confidence ingredient number two, self-trust. When you begin peeling away layers of negative beliefs about yourself and you experience an emerging knowing of the preciousness and potential that you really are, this automatically leads to a sense of reverence for this authentic self. From that reverence comes an urge to be a person of integrity, and there's really no greater fortifier of confidence than to have integrity, to know that you can be trusted. In order to be confident in yourself, you must be able to trust yourself. The most critical areas of self-trust are the ability to trust yourself to honor your soul, to abide by your core values, which we'll discuss in Chapter 8, to keep your agreements, as we discussed in Chapter 4, and to manage whatever hurdles life throws at you. Having a clear sense of your self-worth can help in the development of self-trust. When you recognize your value, you tend to honor yourself and practice integrity in your relationships with yourself and others. Self-trust is essential to creating your life the way you want it to be. When you trust yourself, you know that your word is a guarantee, and so does everyone else. What you say will happen, happens. When you trust yourself, fear melts away because you know that you'll manage whatever comes up. When you trust yourself, you get to explore the outer limits of your creative potential because you know you'll have a solid foundation to fall back on. Assessing your self-trust. Self-trust isn't a static thing, and it doesn't apply equally to all areas of life. For instance, you might be able to trust yourself to show up for your kids no matter what, but perhaps you don't trust yourself at all to eat well. It's important to evaluate your self-trust in each of the different arenas of life so you can clearly see where your behavior may be undermining your self-trust. Please complete the self-trust personal assessment that's included with this audiobook. You can download a PDF of this chart from www.thewelllifebook.com/resources. Also, I will narrate the chart now, and you could just write up your own on a piece of blank paper. It's important to have these values recorded, so please write them down and put today's date on it. Rate yourself as follows. 5 indicates a strong trust of yourself in this area. 4 indicates a moderate trust of yourself in this area. 3 indicates that you could go either way. 2 indicates a moderate lack of trust of yourself in this area. And 1 indicates a serious lack of trust of yourself in this area. The first area of life to assess is communication. How much do you trust yourself to tell the truth, to say what needs to be said in order to have healthy relationships, to speak kindly and respectfully, and to express yourself authentically? Next, how would you rate your self-trust around dependability? How much do you trust yourself to show up for friends and family and support them when they need it? How much self-trust do you have around nutrition? How much do you trust yourself to choose foods that you know are good for you, to avoid foods that you know are bad for you, to eat in a healthy manner, and to stick with the agreements you make with yourself around eating? How is your self-trust around punctuality? How much do you trust yourself to be on time to work, to social meetings, or to anything else with a specific time? Next, rate your self-trust on follow-through. How much do you trust yourself to follow through on the projects you start in the time frame you intended until they're complete? How is your self-trust around money? How much do you trust yourself to stay conscious of what you have, to maintain a positive attitude around money, and to avoid taking on unnecessary debt? How would you rate your self-trust around health maintenance? How much do you trust yourself to treat your body and soul well, to get the care you need, and to be kind to yourself? How would you evaluate your self-trust around focus? How much do you trust yourself to stay focused on what you have chosen to work on and avoid indulging in distraction? Next, rate your self-trust around work performance. How much do you trust yourself to honor the work you do, to do your best and to show up enthusiastically to do the work you've agreed to do. Finally, evaluate your self-trust around your values. How much do you trust yourself to live by your core values? If there are any other areas of life that you'd like to track your self-trust in, you can fill them in at the bottom of the chart or write them at the bottom of your paper. How do your numbers look? Besides becoming more tuned into your integrity in a general sense, choose one area at a time from this list to work on in a focused way. You'll feel cleaner and stronger. In the downloadable version of this chart, we provided several columns for ratings so that you can track your progress over time.